people from my nursing home, very well trained, experienced staff, have been offered positions in the HSE. Mm-hmm. Very, very disappointing and extremely distressing at a time like this. When in actual fact, I have actually refused to accept the notice periods of some of these people because I have to protect the residents, the resident population that I'm looking after. I have to protect the staff, and I feel that I cannot accept people's notice at this particular time.
So we had the HSE effectively cherry picking staff. Sure. From nursing homes. Yeah.
And in actual fact, I'll go a little further. I actually know I spoke only on Friday to a staff member who was offered a job during, the person was actually on duty, took a phone call, was processed over the phone, offered a position, and she came to hand me her notice. There's no vetting, there's no referencing, seems to me in this case, there's one rule for one and a different rule for others. The HSE are telling us that they're going to support us in the event that we need staff. And they're going to support us, they're going to send us back the staff that they took from us. And I can't blame. I honestly can't blame or I wouldn't criticise any of these people, many of whom I've been able to retain, incidentally. I can't blame people for improving their own, their terms and conditions of employment. I have no doubt the HSE is waving some sort of a carrot in front of them. Let's not forget that it's not long ago that we had the nurses and HSE employees standing in the rain and people bringing them food on the picket line.
Mm-hmm.
What's that all about? Where did that go? So the HSE are now offering these people jobs. What's going to happen?
Yeah. But what's particularly,
COVID is finished.
What's particularly worried about that for me, though, Anne, is that people within the HSE would know that the front line for COVID-19 currently is in nursing homes. Not to scare anyone, but that's where it is. It's not in the acute hospitals. We have capacity in the acute hospitals. The curve is being flattened. The peak is not even expected to arrive now. So we've known that since...
The surge is now in nursing homes.
Exactly. And yet the HSE, which is in the business of protecting people, is actually headhunting and cherry-picking from the front line of the COVID-19 fight.
Exactly, the people that they're supposed to be supporting. It just doesn't make sense. I have written to our local TD. I have written to Mr. Harris's office. I have written... I know that Tag Daly, the...
Homes Ireland guy, yeah.
From Nursing Homes Ireland, has tried to get meetings with the minister to discuss this, and nothing has happened. It just doesn't bear thinking about. Now, I can understand people, these staff, wanting to improve their terms and conditions, but I'm paying the most as much as I can pay. The HSE determine my rates of pay. They determine my fee income. I can only pay as much money as I have.
Mm.
And, so the HSE, on one hand, they're telling us, you need to do this, you need to do this, and HIC, we're coming to ensure that we're meeting all of the standards and meeting all the requirements. And yet the HSE ties our hands behind our back, and send us out into the war, without giving us any ammunition.
Yeah,
you can't fight a war unless you're armed to do so.
It's literally the last thing that you need to be dealing with at this time.
It is the last thing. And it's extremely worrying and extremely frustrating because we have worked so hard for this last... All of us, including these people.
The only thing I would say, Anne, is the one thing that concerns me at the moment is that I just wonder with the way we are in this country, yes, we all have to stand shoulder to shoulder and we have to follow the best advice, but there is a massive vacuum, I believe, at the moment from politicians and even groups advocating properly in this crisis. This is an incredibly significant story that I haven't heard up until you've mentioned it. And to be honest with you, I think opposition politicians, the likes of Nursing Homes Ireland, should be screaming this from the rooftops rather than playing pre-recorded interviews from Simon Harris.
Nursing Homes Ireland, in fairness, have been talking about it. And I know that I was listening to, I think it was Miriam O'Callaghan, okay, one night, and some nursing home manager in Cavan Monaghan mentioned it. I know that it's a factor in other nursing homes locally. But certainly, it's not had an impact here at the moment, because we've been very lucky in that we have a training centre for health, you know, for care staff. And so, because the colleges are closed, I've been able to, you know, fill positions from that. But in a situation where maybe, you know, say that these test results come back, and I get 10 positive, you know, 10 staff proving, yeah, positive, I immediately have to take them out of the, take them off the rosters. I need all of the staff that I can get my hands on, and I certainly don't need them going to the HSE. Yeah. At this time, I have no issue. In actual fact, I think it's a positive thing when staff move on. People need to extend their experiences. People need to, you know, have continuous professional development. I have no issue with that, but I have a serious issue with it when we have a global pandemic.
And then also, too, you said and I moved on because I was so shocked by it. I moved on quite quickly, but I think it was a very good point you were making. Is that what happens when the dust settles? What happens?
Absolutely.
Once this is all over, what happens to these people? What happens to their pay, their terms and conditions?
And it wouldn't
Are they
the
in contracts
time.
Or what's the story?
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time, that, because I remember some years back, the HSE had offered people positions. People came from overseas for positions that never actually, they were never offered.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think it's unfair, and I think it's dreadfully unfair at this time to be enticing staff out of the nursing home sector. And as I say all along, I don't blame the staff. You know, I would have done it myself to improve my terms and conditions. Of course I would. But the way to solve the problem is to address the underlying problem, and that is about what the nursing home managers or owners can afford to pay the
staff.
Yeah,
but by taking the staff from you, are these staff being sold to Turkey as well, if you know what I'm on about? Like, you know, you're probably finding yourself out and say, well, you know, you might take that offer, but what happens in this situation and what happens in that situation? And you're saying, well, I shouldn't really have to be doing this, because they might think I'm just saying this to feather my own nest and not in their best interests. And that's the kind of mess.
I think that somebody needs to ask that question. And I wrote to Simon Harris several weeks ago, and I said, can you please issue a directive to the HSE to stop immediately, stop taking staff, and in actual fact, go one further and tell them to return to the sector the people that they've already taken.
Yeah, because we did have Sean Murphy last week. I asked him on the programme, because obviously, and I mentioned it, that the fight against COVID-19 is in our nursing homes at the moment, not in acute hospitals. I asked him, had he released any staff, or would any staff be moving from his setting into the nursing home setting? And he says they are available, but nothing has happened yet. And now I'm learning that the irony could be, albeit
absolutely
unlikely, that you could be sent back your own staff.
Yeah.
From Redicote University Hospital. And
so
I know not literally, but you know what I'm on about, the sector could end.
Of course, that's what I say. But the other thing is that our nursing home is closed to visitors. No staff from anywhere outside will be allowed to come here,
right,
because so careful are we to protect our residents. I don't want staff coming here who might have been in, you know, in some of the wards. And I'm not criticising the hospital, but I want to make sure that I know where my staff have been. We have, no one comes into this nursing home.
It's risk management is what
know.
You're at.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
And so I can't have staff coming from the HSE. With the best will in the world, I can't have staff coming from outside. But I would dearly love to hold on to my own staff.
And not have to fight the HSE for
and
them.
And not have to fight for this.
Okay.
It's soul destroying, and it's extremely distressing. And, you know, the other thing is, at a time like this, when we have the heightened distress for residents and the heightened anxieties, and they're watching the news, we try to protect them from the news, but obviously it's important that they're informed, but we try to protect them insofar as we can. It's very nice that they have the staff who know them. Some of my staff have been with me here for, some of the staff who are employed here, have been here for 10, 15 years.
Yeah. Where did they go? Why did they go? And the consistency of service. I can see too, the problems that would create.
The residents know them.
Yeah, okay.
And they can talk to the residents. They understand them. They know when someone... You know, we also need to be aware that COVID, you know, for people in this sector, they're not necessarily going to get a temperature of 38.5. Just a little bit off colour. Their condition deteriorates very fast. I also need to know that the staff who are caring for them know them very well and know, oh, Mary's a bit different today. What's wrong with her today? She's a bit off colour. Believe me, that could be COVID. And so I need staff who know the residents very, very well.